Hello and welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to the Cathaholics podcast. It's a Catholic podcast for millennials by millennials, and we are your hosts, Jacinta and
Marina Bianco.
She's happy to be here, everyone. And every week we chat about topics pertaining to our Catholic faith so that we can stay on the path that leads to heaven. We're excited to be here, but before we get started, please make sure that you leave us a 5-star rating on either iTunes or Spotify. I heard from another video cast person. She's like, it's like dining out without leaving a tip. So, hey, you know, food for thought. It's a service that we would love to hear your feedback on. All right, Marina, take two. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Let's see. Well, it's Friday in Lent, so It's exciting. I almost forgot. My sister reminded me. Let's see. I went to Mass last night, which was nice. I found this parish that has evening Mass, which is great because sometimes you don't make it in the morning, and or you're busy. And then it's nice that, like, at the end of the day, you can go to Mass. So that's been super nice. And he has confession for every Mass, which is clutch.
And you need that.
I personally are people.
I'm just kidding. You personally.
Attacked.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
What parish is that?
Our Lady of the Rosary in Coatesville. Yeah, and the priest is, like, super awesome. He gives, like, a lot of good advice, and confession doesn't just, like, give you a penance and not really say anything, so that's nice.
That is nice.
You can tell he's really holy, so that's cool.
That's always a bonus.
Yeah.
Sometimes good priests are hard to find.
Yeah, it's true. And maybe it's because it's a smaller parish, so he has more time. I don't know, but I am happy that I have found it. It's like a little hidden gem. So
that's awesome. Glad you're able to go to Mass and keep your Lenten promises.
I know. It's tricky.
It is tricky. As a mom, it's hard for me to pray. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, her naps are all over the place based on what we're doing during the week. And that's usually when I can pray. And then at night, I've been too tired to pray. So I just go to bed because I'm pregnant and I'm like way tired. So I'm like, Lord, I just offer my day as a prayer. That's where I'm at right now.
You know what? Yeah. That's like the season you're in. So
exactly.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And excitingly enough, Michael was able to make his first confession on Tuesday night. So
that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. What did he think of it? Because that's like such a Catholic thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of like overlap with a lot of things, but that's like very Catholic.
Yes. He wrote down his sins and then he wanted to have time to like recollect.
Right.
But I think I kind of ruined that because I had the idea of bringing Lucia. I don't know why I thought this would be okay. It was a disaster. And so he was hearing her cry in the entryway, and it kind of distracted him. But then his sponsor was like jabbering away too.
Oh gosh.
But I think he had a good experience. I could tell he was filled with peace afterwards. So it's all good. It all worked out.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's not his last confession. So
what?
But I said it's not his, like, it's going to be his last confession ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's just the beginning. So.
It's just the beginning, sir.
The beginning. Yeah. That's crazy. So he comes into the church on Easter, right? So he's like almost done with RCIA.
Yeah. It's exciting.
It's exciting. Is he nervous? How is he feeling about it?
I don't think he's nervous. I think we're both ready for him to be in the church because during Mass, they pull all the RCIA candidates after the homily out to like study the word. And I'm just exhausted from being the only one with Lucia the whole Mass. She's a lot.
A lot. Yeah, that'll be nice to be able to sit through Mass together. Yeah.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that. And then, this week started off being nice and now it's all like cold. So I'm not happy about that. But because you said that it was about to be Rita's water ice season in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been like 50, well, 40s and 50s, which has been so nice. And yeah, Rena's Water Ice is open, which is super exciting. If you know, you know. It's the best.
Yeah.
I know. When they're open, it just makes me so happy. The mango gelatis are just to die for. I know it's all dye and sugar, but so good.
Yeah, the middle part, it's so creamy. It's like so tasty.
Yeah, I don't know what they do to their custard, but it's like, it's so creamy. So
What's
very
the
nostalgic. I feel like as a kid we would go there all the time. So,
Aww.
and it's been a while since I've lived near Aritas, so super excited.
Didn't they have one in Colorado, like in Castle Rock?
Yeah, they opened one. I never went because it was like, what, 30,
So
40
far.
minutes away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have Aritas walking distance from my house, so
Oh
can't
my
beat
gosh.
it.
Spoiled.
So spoiled. Yeah, so that's exciting. Yeah, it's finally warming up. I'm hoping it doesn't snow again, that we're just done, because I'm over it and I want to just bask in the sunlight and pretend it's beach weather. So
Yeah, I like summer clothes better than I do winter clothes. Like, I feel like I have more options with summer outfits.
yeah, and I
With
just feel
my.
like
Go
Oh, go
ahead.
ahead.
There you go.
Oh. Well, I just feel like it's just more confining in the winter. Like you have to wear pants and sweaters and coats and just wear whatever in the summer and it's great.
Yeah. I like wear the same jean shorts like every day.
I love it.
And then I'm like out of sweaters and crew necks because that's like basically what I wear in the wintertime. And I'm like, I need more clothes. I don't know what happens, but I like purge my clothes and then I'm like, I don't have anything.
Yeah, I get sick of stuff and then I'm like, wait, I don't have anything to wear.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna wear that stuff again. I don't know. It's weird. Certain things I'm not gonna wear. I'm picky. But
Hey, that's
anyways,
with being picky.
yeah, such is life. But today, to dive into the topic, we're gonna talk about is college going to college a scam? Because there's been recent talk about how a lot of Gen Zers are going and spending, I don't know, getting into copious amounts of debt, which I would not recommend. Like, pick a cheaper school, more affordable school, and then they're like working their butts off, like barely paying rent at the job that they are able to get out of college. So, they feel like they have been lied to. They may have been lied to in the sense that, like, yeah, go to this, like, very expensive school where you're going to be $300,000 in debt and you're going to get a job right out of college that's going to pay off all of that debt. Like, that's just not true. So we want to be practical about our choices that we're making so that you don't end up in a situation where you're in lifelong debt because you got a 4-year degree. So yeah, I don't know. I'm very pro going to college just because me and my sister are first generation college grads, and my parents didn't really talk or they did encourage us to go, but they didn't really, they weren't like, I don't know what the word was, highly aggressive about it. And so, yeah, I went to the Art Institute of Portland for 3 semesters and then I had my reversion back to the faith. And I was like, I gotta get out of here because it was so liberal and so vapid. So then I tried to get a job back in Tulsa, where I'm from, and it was really hard without a degree. So then I had no option but to finish my college degree. So I finished at a local university while working at a law firm as a case manager, making like literally $10 an hour. And then after I graduated, they upped my pay to $12.50 an
Oh
hour.
my gosh.
I know. So
What a
then I was
pay
like,
bump, you know?
I know. I'm like, how are you supposed to live off that? I was living with my parents at the time, just saving up money. But that's whenever I was able to go to Philadelphia and be a chastity speaker. I was like, I'm going in another direction, guys. But I felt like I had to go to college in order for opportunities to be opened up. Even that opportunity with Generation Life, like, I think they do take non-college degrees, or people who don't have a four-year degree, but I think it was just better to have that, because then I was able to go to grad school and get my master's. So I felt like if you're wanting to go to higher education, it opens up doors for that.
Right.
So it all depends on what you want to do with your life. But I knew I wanted to be in ministry after my conversion, so I needed that four-year degree, which I don't know why you need that in ministry, but it's just kind of how things are set up in our culture. But yeah, you could get a trade, you could go be a welder. They make really good money. But most jobs, if you want to move up and make money, make some more money, not that much more, require a college degree. And I just think, like, I didn't have the traditional college experience. But I don't regret going and spending that time. And then I felt like going to Denver was like the best 2 years of my life. So I'm really glad that I got my undergraduate so I could have that experience.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it just opens up more doors.
Right.
And I'm, yeah, I don't know. I went to two private institutions, so it is a little bit more pricey, but I managed to get out of college. To get out without debt because of scholarships. And I know not everybody has that. So I was very blessed in that regard. But I know it's hard for most 18-year-olds because I didn't know what the heck I wanted to do at 18.
Right. Did you? Yes. No. Yeah, that's why I kind of think it's crazy how it's set up. It's just, who at 18 knows what they want with their life? You know, they have no experience in the world. How do they even know what's out there for them? Yeah. It's crazy to me. Yeah.
But I think, like, as a parent, like, for Lucia, if she's like, I don't know what I want to do, I would encourage her to go to, like, a college. Well, this is what a friend, an elder friend is doing, an older, like, wise friend in my life. Her sons are about to go to college, so she's like, we will pay for it if you pick, like, Franciscan University or Benedictine, like, a good Catholic school where they know they're going to, like, grow in their faith. And I agree with that because, like, say you get it paid for by somebody or you get help, or even if you're taking out loans, like, that experience is going to be invaluable. And in the end, you will have a four-year degree that will open up doors and you will make lifelong friendships out of it and grow closer to Jesus. So I'm very pro that. I think that that can be good. Even if you come out and you're like, I have a marketing degree, but I don't want to do marketing. It's like, well, at least you have a degree. You're not, like, just starting from ground zero. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. Yeah, it's tricky. I think it's a fine line because nowadays school is so expensive. And I think, yeah, people are in, what do they say? Like, the level of credit card debt and debt in general, people are in so much debt these days. And I know it's kind of, like, normalized. But, yeah. I mean, from my perspective, I just think that's scary. I mean, I definitely have a little bit of debt from college, but because we grew up with not a lot of money, I got so much financial aid. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, from amazing. From the state or the government.
Yeah, they do that.
Nice. But, like, yeah, it's tricky because I have friends who went to school. Their dad made a lot of money, so they took on $80,000 of debt. And then they got undergrad and then they were like, oh, that's not what I want to do. Because, I mean, you're 18 and you don't know what you want to do. A lot of times I switched my major and then they went back to school and got in more debt. And I can't even imagine, like, and they're living at home. I mean, I live at home. But so I think it depends, like, on your situation. I think there's good things for, like, going to college. Obviously, formation, like Franciscan. Yeah. I loved going there. I loved the people, the formation, the faith. Like, felt like I grew so much being away from home and being independent, and studying abroad was, like, the most amazing experience. And that's just priceless. Like, you can't trade that for, like, you can't put a price tag on that, right?
Right.
But the catch is,
the marketing degree I got, like, I kind of, I mean, yes, it has probably helped me with the jobs I've gotten in the past, but I don't, it was so outdated, the program, that, like, none of it was applicable to the job. Like, I kind of had to learn everything on the job. And it's hard to say, like, if I hadn't gotten a degree, if I would, I wouldn't have gotten those jobs. You know what I mean? So it's hard to say, yeah, if it helped me or what, but I do, like, appreciate.
Do you think it's hard in the corporate world? Say, like, they see where you went to school, and, like, if they, I feel like if they know the school or they themselves went there, they're more apt to hire you because of the connection. Do they ask, like, what Franciscan is, like, when you're in interviews?
Yeah, they're
stuff?
Like, what is that? Why did you go there? So I think if you want to be in the Catholic world, like, Franciscan's a great place to go because it's so well known, like, within the small Catholic world of, like, business and, like, nonprofits and stuff like that, ministry, like, that's great. Yeah. And you're going to make connections, and, like, your professors are going to have connections for you. But if you're looking to go into the real, like, corporate world, I don't think it's really, it's not as much of a boost as if you went to, like, a Penn State or, like, a, I don't know, MIT or, like, a well-known, like, Berkeley, you know?
Hey, if you're smart enough to go and get it paid for, like, by all means, go, you know?
Right. Like, yeah, so I wouldn't say, like, Pat, like, if that's something you're looking for, like, is that something that you want to do, is, like, be in the corporate world and, be, like, climb the ladder of success, which I think is important. There needs to be good, holy, virtuous people in those places. Yeah.
And but you can feel good for yourself and your family, too.
Right.
Ministry jobs don't pay that well.
Exactly. So, like, I think when you're 18 and, like, you're young, like, you're Catholic and you're faithful, you think, oh, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, like, I'm going to work for the church. And some people are really called to that, and there is so much good work to be done there. But, and so I think if you really feel like that's what you want to do, ministry, nonprofit, that kind of stuff, like, going to Franciscan, a small Catholic school, is the place to, like, network, to grow, to get that theology degree.
Yeah.
And I think it'll serve you really well, like, you going to the Augustine Institute.
Yeah.
But I think if you want to work in, like, the real world and be successful in that realm, it's good to go to, like, a reputable, yeah, secular school and just make sure there's, like, a Newman Center or something. But
that's what I would say, yeah, because then you know you're going to be equipped with skills that are beneficial for your whatever job you're going to apply for.
Right. Yeah. And with that, I would say, I mean, this is just all my opinion. I'm sounding like I know everything, but just from my
experience. You're looking for a job. You know what I mean? And you've been in the corporate world and you've worked for the church, so you've seen both sides.
It's true. Yeah. So I would say, yeah, that. And then, like, I mean, it's hard when you're 18 to know what you want, but some people know. But I was in the camp of, like, I don't know, like, let me just put together some interests and maybe, oh, that looks like it could work, you know, with marketing. But yeah, I feel like if you want to be a doctor and that's a long haul, like, totally go to school. Like, you need a degree to do that. Or an engineer, you want to be a teacher, like, you need those degrees to enter those spaces in the career world. But if you're, like, business, yeah, it might have been helpful to go to, like, Harvard Business School or, you know, some really, like, prestigious business school as opposed to Franciscan. But I also think
it's paid for.
Right. And have it paid for, because those are also crazy expensive schools. So it's like, you gotta kind of weigh
$3,000 a year.
Yeah, no way. So, like, you have to weigh out the pros and cons of, like, or, like, there's so many courses online that are free where you can get certifications just to get your foot in the door. If you're more of, like, a networker and a hustler, like, you could probably do it without a degree. Because I've, like, learned everything through the jobs and, like, on my own. Like, my degree didn't really help very much as far as, like, knowledge and, like, skill set. And maybe that's just because I went to Franciscan, but, and it's outdated.
Do you think, though, people are more apt to pick somebody who has a degree than somebody who doesn't?
Right. Yeah. That is true. But yeah, so I would just be careful, like, especially in those, like, spaces, like, I don't know, business or the arts, like, theology, philosophy, Those are yeah. great things to study, but it's not worth it to get into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. Like,
yeah, unless yeah. it's paid for, don't do it. And our professors always said, if you're going to get a PhD, don't do it unless it's paid for, because you can't get a good job.
Yeah. And like, I mean, any starting job, except for like maybe a couple exceptions, is going to be like middle class pay, you know? And if you're in hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, like, it's going to take you so many years. I know, yeah, in my old job, I had this girl. So, you know how they, I mean, you don't have any debt, but I still have a little bit to pay off. And this year, they had
put him. Promised he was going to forgive them.
Yeah. So, for the last, like, 5 years, he put a pause on the debt. And so, I had just been waiting. And so, basically, he was like, you don't have to pay for your debt. Yeah, you don't have to pay your payments. Like, we're going to put a pause on it with the pandemic. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And, like, everybody else in the world. And I kept holding on being like, oh, he's going to forgive the debt. And that's a whole nother conversation. But I was like, hey, I'll take advantage. Free money, why not? But that didn't end up happening. And this fall, they finally were like, all right, you're going to have to go back to making those payments. And right around when that was happening, I had that sales job. And one of the girls I was talking to, she's like, my minimum payment is $900 a month. And I was like, holy smokes. That's a lot of money. That's like the minimum. So that's probably just interest.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, yeah, I'm in so much debt. And I'm like, girl, like, and you have to pay for, like, she just bought a house. She's like, I'm really worried about it. And she was making a lot of money. And she was like really stressed about it. And I was like, dang. That's a lot of money. Yeah, so you don't want to end up in that situation.
Yeah, no, you don't. And then you'll be bitter. I knew somebody in Philadelphia who worked at the Children's Hospital, and he had his master's from Temple, and he was in so much debt, and he would always complain about it. I was like, oh, that's tough.
Yeah, because when you're...
Not everyone's parents can pay for your college, and not everybody gets scholarships. And it's like, you have this passion, because he knew what he wanted to do.
Right.
And he's doing it, but it's just like, oh, that's really rough.
Yeah. So I would say it's never worthwhile to get into that kind of debt, because most people, what is it, the top 3%, only 3% of people make over $100,000 a year. So most colleges these days are close to that amount after 4 years of being in college if you don't get aid, I would say. Like, if
right.
you add
no,
it up,
I agree with that. Even the more affordable schools are like $30,000 a semester, right?
Yeah, I think so. Franciscan's like $45,000 now. Like, that's yeah. so over 4 years, it's almost 4 times 4. Yeah, it's over $100,000.
And you just have a 4-year degree. It's not like you're getting a higher education.
Right. So, like,
not just a 4-year degree, but you know what I'm saying. It's like, even just going to college is so expensive. So there's ways to cut corners. Like, I know there are a lot of commuter schools here in St. Louis.
Right.
So, you can say, I mean, this isn't the ideal, but you could live with your parents and finish your degree. That way you're saving on room and board. And then still meet people through college and be able to go to events and stuff like that. Plug into the Newman Center. I know it's not the same as going away, but sometimes you just have to do what you gotta do.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, I would say, like, think about your future self. Like, when you're an adult, you don't want to be paying $1,000 plus a month for student loans when you're making $50,000, $60,000 a year right out of college. Like, that's very stressful. You're going to be living in a shoebox and eating ramen. Like, you don't want to be doing that. Yeah.
Just, like, the college experience continues.
Yeah, but then, like, everyone else around you, like, is going to be, like, you know, living that, like, dream adult life, and you're not going to be able to do that. So think about
yourself. You want to set yourself up for success and set yourself up for when you do finish college, you can just be it can be as fresh of a start as possible with as minimum amount of debt as possible, so that you can move on to the next phase of your life, your young adult working life.
Right. And
bills looming over you.
Right. Yeah. So just think about, like, if you're, again, if you're getting, like, a specialized degree, engineering, you want to be a doctor, a nurse, and those are also high paying jobs, right? Lawyer.
Yeah, is, they have like 1 year programs, and like you can even become a nurse through going to community college.
True.
And then get your BSN paid for through your hospital that you're working for.
Right. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Which... So don't think there's just one way to do it. Like those types of things, for sure, go to college, but maybe find a cheaper alternative or some like work study situation. And then for anything else, like business, if you're really smart, can get lots of scholarships, go to a prestigious business school. Otherwise, I don't know that it's worth your time. Art and theology, I mean, if you have a free ride, for sure. It's more just for fun. But, like, yeah, you can learn online.
Yeah. I know somebody, you know how they joke about how art degrees don't get you anywhere? Well, I know somebody who went to Stanford for art, and she has her own, and I know somebody who went to the Florence School of Art in Italy, you know her too.
Yeah. But
she's like very successful. And so is this other person I'm talking about. Like they both have Catholic, they're doing Catholic art and very successful in it. I'm like, that's amazing. And that's beautiful because there's a need for that. So I think they're probably just blessed with knowing what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? Not everybody knows that.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I would say. And like, look into alternative ways to learn, like Skillshare. There's a lot of online certifications. And online courses, maybe it's cheaper. Berkeley and Harvard have free courses, and I don't know
that.
Yeah, so I would
still too, but they're more the liberal arts, and then depends on what you're looking to get into. If you're looking for academia, that's the place for you, but business school, not so much.
Right, but yeah, it's tricky though, because like I feel like there's a lot of pressure to go to college, and it's such a fun experience, and you don't want to like rob yourself, or like if you're thinking about for your children, of that experience. Yeah. But I feel like the world is changing, and
I think so too, and I don't know in what direction we're going in.
Right.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think depending, yeah, so I think there's no like one blanket, like one thing fits all sort of situation. Like, I think there's a good thing. There's a good time, place for good Catholic schools if you're looking for ministry, and that's what you want to do. And the Ivy League, you know, prestigious schools, I think there is some value in that if you can swing it financially and make that work. And like, yeah, even community college is a good way to like cheapen your, you know, make it cheaper and more affordable, and maybe transfer last year just to get the like nice college name on your resume. But yeah, it's tricky.
It is. And it all comes down to like, what is God's will for your life? So make sure you're praying and plugging in, because ultimately he will tell you what you were doing, what to do. I was not doing that when I was 18. So yeah, that's why I was all over the place. I'm like, I think I'll go to fashion school and become like Lauren Conrad and do fashion marketing. And then once I had my conversion, I was like, this is not where I want to be. I'm glad that I took marketing classes and I did learn some good things, but it was just such a vapid environment. And I was just, everything was so hollow, and my classmates were so hollow, and just everything was on the surface. And I think the thing that did it for me was I was getting into my core classes. So it was like the intro to fashion marketing class. And my professor was like a big fashion person in Portland. And she was like joking about her manicure. And she was like, I need to get them fixed, my nails filled. And I was like, so over it. I'm like, there are more important things in the world than this. And so I called my mom and I was like, I think I'm going to leave. And she was like, no. I'm like, I just can't. Yeah, because they wanted me to finish. But I ended up getting a degree in social work because I wanted to help people. So
that's awesome.
Yep. Life is a journey.
It is. And yeah, I think, yeah, give yourself grace in all of that, because I feel like people do have a lot of times like this like roundabout journey where, yeah, I know a lot of people who switched their majors so many times, did this school, then that school, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a lot of trial and error.
Well-rounded person.
Yeah, Exactly.
To have all those experiences. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, we're going to close it up now. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to leave that 5-star rating. Remember what Alex Clark said. It's like listening to a service without giving a tip. I'm teasing. That's just a joke. She was actually, if anybody knows Alex Clark, she's a conservative voice. She talks about pop politics, and she has a lot of, she also hosts The Spillover and has a bunch of homeopathic, like different people on her podcast to talk about the truth behind certain things. She's very, just got a lot of eclectic people. She also had somebody talking about daycare and the harmful effects of that. So she's got some cool people on, and like how being at home with your child is more beneficial. Stuff that you don't really hear other people talking about. But anyways, all that to say, I was listening to her live and she was literally complaining about the lack of views. I'm like, girlfriend, seriously, stop. You're making me not want to listen to you. So take that with a grain of salt when I said it's about dining out and not leaving a tip. I'm only teasing. But yeah, do you have any more to share?
I think that's it. Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, do your research, you know. Talk to people who've gotten the degree that you're looking to get and see how they felt like it impacted their career. And 'cause it's, I don't know, everyone has different experiences and... Yeah, you gotta figure out what's best for you and what you want.
I feel like when I lived on the East Coast, you guys were more intense about education. Would you say that that's a thing?
Yeah, I think education and career, I feel like it's more competitive and emphasized.
Yeah, I totally saw that.
I'm like, I feel like over here, everyone is a go-getter, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do your research, kids. Surround yourself with people who are going to give you good advice. And ultimately, pray about it. Pray what the Lord's plan is for you. Because it's not always everyone's plan to go to college. But I have met people who have not gone to college and they regret it. So food for thought. Don't rob yourself of what could be a good thing.
That's a good point.
Yeah. All right. We're going to head out. Lucia's throwing food on the floor, so I think it's about time to wrap up.
Okay. That's the sign.
We wrapped up like 5 times. Well, it is Friday during Lent, friends, so don't forget to fast. Oh my gosh. I crack myself up. Hit up all those fish fries.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing tonight. Yeah.
That's what
I'm looking forward to. It's like waiting. It's a St. Louis thing. It's a freaking whole experience. Like you wait in a long line for a crummy piece of fish, but you're like in solidarity with your friends. It's great. Alrighty. We will catch you guys on the flippity flip.
Yes. See y'all soon.
All right. Bye.